Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Or you might want to go and corral it. It is 66 degrees at WRCO-FM, Richland Center. The update at 7 is sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first. Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, and PCB Wealth Management.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche will sit down with Jeffrey Epstein confidant Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day of questioning today as leaders in both parties continue pushing for more files in the case. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
President Trump is calling the Jeffrey Epstein controversy a scam, accusing Democrats of using unreleased court records to distract from his political success. Trump comparing the investigation to the so-called Russia hoax, saying, quote, they have gone absolutely crazy, adding, as things are revealed and I hope will take place quickly, you will see that it is yet another Democrat con job.
Extreme temperatures slamming about 140 million Americans today with triple-digit heat indexes from Texas up through Maine. Israeli and U.S. officials expressing outrage over France's announcement that it will join more than 100 other nations in recognizing Palestinian statehood. French President Emmanuel Macron will make the announcement next in September. This is ABC News. The Department of Justice is suing New York City and Mayor Eric Adams over its longstanding sanctuary city laws. ABC's Phil Tate is in Manhattan.
This comes just days after the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem placed the blame on Adams after a Border Patrol officer was shot in the face and still recovering in the hospital this morning. Well, that's as one of the alleged suspects behind the incident is set to go before a federal judge.
Days after the firing of late-night host Stephen Colbert and weeks after the $16 million settlement between CBS and the Trump administration, the FCC has approved CBS parent company Paramount's $8 billion merger with Skydance.
This means that Skydance will take charge as the owner of CBS, the Paramount film studio, Paramount Plus, and channels like Nickelodeon, Comedy Central, and MTV. This $8.4 billion deal has been a year in the making. David Ellison, the 42-year-old son of Larry Ellison, will become the CEO of the combined company.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations, may lose value. Your weekend forecast to work with is coming up here from FM 100.9.
Summer's here and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
There are so many things to look forward to with spring. Longer days and sunny skies. This is Wirtz Plumbing and Heating. Spring is a sure sign of warmer days, but the weather is also unpredictable. A warm spring day can feel like summer, which means we turn the heat off and open up the windows. The next day, the temperature drops and we need our furnace. The constant cycle of having to adjust our heat for the cold days and AC for the sporadic warm days is a battle all spring long. Fortunately, heat pumps are a great solution for spotty weather days. Armstrong Air, the professional's choice, offers solutions that is important to your needs, such as efficiency, reliability, air quality, noise reduction, and peace of mind with controls that let you monitor your equipment's performance. Call Wirtz Plumbing and Heating for a quote on a heat pump, 647-6345.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Summer means cookouts, vacations, and backyard ball games. But in the middle of all the fun, don't forget to call Meyer Oil and LP for your summer propane fill. Now's the time to take advantage of lower seasonal prices. If you're thinking about switching fuel providers, give Meyer Oil and LP a call. They offer reliable service, flexible delivery, and competitive pricing you can count on. Proudly serving the area at 608-524-3914. Fuel your summer the smart way.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765 and learn how to buy a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 85 today, a slight chance of a shower late in the day. Some clouds and mild tonight, a low of 65. Saturday, 86 with a slight chance of a shower in the morning. Sunday, 92 with a heat index which could rise to near 100 Sunday afternoon. After a low of 65 degrees, we're up from that on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 67 degrees. It's going to be another typical summer day. We got the fog out of the way and a little sunshine now. And Scotty McCreery featuring Hootie and the Blowfish on the radio.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, the smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play.
fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress bed. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, a smile on her face when she made me break out of my guitar and play.
See you live through a road.
Danny Chesney and friends at WRCO Radio. Hank's cooking something up in the kitchen there. I don't know. Oh, fire alarm went off briefly, just a blip. But anyway, we'll find out what it is coming up here. Birthdays and anniversaries as well here on a Friday. This is Randy Travis.
Well, I've heard those city singers singing about how they can love deeper than the oceans, higher than the stars above. Well, I come from the country and I know I ain't seen it all, but I heard that ocean salty and the stars they sometimes fall, and that would not do justice to the way I feel for you. So I had to sing a song about all the things I knew. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. From the back roads to the Broadway shows with a million miles between, there's at least a million love songs that people love to sing, and everyone is different, everyone's the same, and this is just another way of saying the same thing. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill. My love is deeper than the holler, stronger than the river, higher than the pine trees growing tall upon the hill. My love is purer than the snowflakes that fall in late December, and honest as a robin on a springtime windowsill, and longer than the song of a whippoorwill.
Oh, it's time for Randy Travis on WRCO Radio on a Friday, the 25th of July. Don't forget, the Brewers play today. It's a daytime game. And, 3:10, I believe it is, in Milwaukee today. I'm not sure. I'm sure there's a reason. It must be one of the featured games on one of the networks or streaming platforms, I'm sure. Otherwise, it would be a nighttime game, but they really have some big games coming up here over the next month, of course, a couple of months, but with special promotions, the tribute to Bob Uecker, that's happening August 24th. They're doing that, and then some other special things as well.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, they help you live life to the fullest. Call 604-8931 today to schedule a tour. Celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community.
Hey, Truck and Tractor Pole fans, the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers hope that you can join us this summer at one of our Truck and Tractor Pole events. Thank you to these 2025 season sponsors, including Dan's Diesel Performance, O'Reilly Auto Parts, Augelli Concrete, Cardinal CG, Chasson Smoke, Julie Karen State Farm Agent, Slama Equipment, the Phoenix Center, Wisconsin River Welding, and the Lonesome Dove. Visit southwestwipullers.com to find a truck and tractor pole near you.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly, no one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
Before your family gets swept up in busy summer schedules, get ahead of the game. Book your 2025-26 Student Athletes WIAA Sports Physical. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is holding the cost at just $15, which is due upon check-in. Take advantage of this discounted rate June through August at the Richland Hospital Clinic, Muscadet Health Center, and Spring Green Medical Center. Call 608-647-6161 to schedule. Again, 608-647-6161.
It's Friday's Roundup with Phil and Hank. Total nonsense, a weekend outlook, dumbest criminals, facts about anything and nothing, and leftovers from the week. Just like that sandwich from Tuesday on Hank's desk, it's a little stale, but you'll probably eat it anyway. Today's Roundup is brought to you by the great folks at Julie Karen State Farm, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
Hey. Quiet. Hey, what's going on?
I have nothing to say.
Nothing to say?
Nothing to say.
All right.
How was your evening, young man?
Oh, it was pretty good. We were here doing a few things, getting ready for the Grace auction.
Big week next week.
Big week. Big
yes,
week.
It is.
Yep. A whole studio full of stuff to sell.
So yeah.
Looking forward to that. I wanted to mention, too, I mentioned the Brewers play today, and I was trying to figure out why. And a student listener pointed out it's the Alumni Home Run Derby tonight for the Brewers.
Oh.
And I kind of forgot about that. I thought, for some reason, I thought it was Saturday night, but it's tonight. And lots of the big old-timers coming back, like Ryan Braun and Prince Fielder and people like that.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah.
Is that before the game?
I think the Home Run Derby is after. That's tonight. So the game's at like 3:10.
That's weird for a Friday.
It is weird. Yeah. Unless you're in Chicago and then the Cubs play. A lot of times they'll play on Friday afternoon. But
yeah. Yeah. Do they even have lights anymore over there?
They do have lights at Wrigley Field. Yeah,
they went Baylor used them, don't they?
Not as much as some teams.
Yeah. Well, teach their own.
What do you do, Hank?
What do you do?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Baseball was a daytime thing. You know, people forget that, but even not that well. A long time ago, but when the Brewers played in the World Series in 82, I think there was only maybe one nighttime game. World Series was always played during the day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know that.
Not now.
Didn't know that. Did you know some turtles can breathe through their back ends?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Did not know that.
Well, I'm just letting you know.
I guess that's better than breathing out your back end, right?
Yeah. You know, there's a type of fungus that infects ants and turns them into zombie ants.
Did not know that.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah. a newborn kangaroo is the size of a jelly bean.
No way, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And it crawls back up in the mother's pouch. And,
in the pouch?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Wow. So, you're just full of information.
Do you know what a group of porcupines is called?
A quill.
A prickle.
A prickle.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
A male seahorses give birth. Male seahorses give birth instead of females.
Boy, that's something.
It's crazy how much knowledge I have.
If that were the human population, the human population would have died out. Because if we were responsible for childbirth, I don't think it would happen, Hank. I just don't.
I don't either.
I don't.
I don't think.
Because like I've got this sore thumb, I can barely get through the day.
See that? You poor thing.
Yeah.
Is that a hangnail?
Must be a hangnail. Yeah.
No.
And I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you want me to call somebody, or do you want me to look at it after the show?
Maybe.
I know you're busy.
Yeah.
So got a sore thumb and a sore hip.
Yeah.
Getting, poor guy.
Getting better, working on it.
But,
anyway.
But your thumb's not getting any better, is it?
No, it's not. No.
It's really sore today.
Probably going to have to go to physical therapy for that now, too. Work it back into shape. Luckily, it's not my writing hand.
Napoleon.
Dynamite?
No. You grew your life up on movies.
Movies and TVs and cartoons, yeah.
Napoleon once was attacked by a horde of rabbit or bunnies.
Really?
Yeah. His men gathered too many, and they revolted. No lie.
Wow.
Yeah.
A receding hairline.
A receding hairline, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, but no, that's a true story.
Also relating to a movie, Monty Python. I think that bunny attacks the guy in the neck, jumps and gets him in the neck. Yeah.
What is it, Monty Python's
that's
Flying?
That's the Holy Grail.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Monty Python is funny. Oh my goodness. anyway.
Yep. Funny stuff.
Good comedy.
Yep.
Speaking of good comedy,
I remember discovering that in the old Curtis Mathis. You know, you didn't have a remote control or anything. Mm-hmm. You just had the clunk, clunk, clunk when you would change TV.
Right.
And I remember, clunk, you know, never watched PBS until Monty Python.
Then right.
All of a sudden, hey, wait a minute. What's this? This is pretty funny.
I mean, it was all black and white back then, wasn't it?
We had color TV by then.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Top of the line.
There you go.
Bought it from Sextonville's television store. Harold Fry's Television. Yep. We did.
Was that next to the old...
Right by the post office.
Right by the post office, but right by Dwayne Juice Cars?
I think he was out of business by then.
You still have some good commercials from Dwayne Juice
Cars. Yeah, he's still out there.
Man, you're going to be live tomorrow.
Yeah, I look forward to that.
I know you do.
I've got all this pent-up energy from not being on for a couple of weeks.
I won't be in tomorrow then, buddy, because I probably won't be able to fit in the door with everything going on in here.
No, exactly.
So Grace Auction next week. Next Friday, Ash Creek Plumbing, August 1st, is having their anniversary. So good things coming next week.
Hmm, wow.
So this weekend, it's going to be hot Sunday.
It's going to be warm.
It's going to be warm.
I got a couple of ball games there. Tonight, the folks in Kaz have said that they're going to help me out there. So they've got a skid steer with a log chain on it.
Mm-hmm.
I just put my good foot in the hook of the log chain. They're going to lift me up to the booth.
Oh, sweet.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I can't. Okay. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, nice.
Tell them you know me and see what happens.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
I wouldn't either.
Uh-uh.
So, I'm in Reedsburg tonight and tomorrow and Blanchardville on Sunday. And,
boy, oh boy. You're a world traveler.
I am. Well, my vacation,
Uh-huh. Well, at least if you're in Reedsburg, you can go to the Pizza Ranch and see their new facility.
Yes. Yeah. Right. We probably won't have time, but
really?
I can drive by there and smell it.
There's always time.
No, not today.
No? Okay.
So, but it is what it is. I do have a couple of, I got a dessert for you. I got
a dessert?
Dessert, a 2:30 a.m. dessert.
All right.
If you're interested.
I want to get my just dessert.
Right. So. And you're going to like this.
I really? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. It's 2:30 a.m. hillbilly dessert.
Oh.
It's called the Toothless Moon Pie Delight.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, those old moon pies. Take one moon pie, any flavor, but banana.
Oh.
It's bananas for professionals.
Now, can you buy moon pies?
Oh, yeah.
Above the Mason-Dixon line?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want me to find you some?
Well, I guess they do. I never buy them, but I've seen them before, I guess.
After about two bites, I'm done.
Yeah.
It's sweet.
Marshmallow.
Yeah, and then One scoop of vanilla ice cream are melted in your freezer, or it doesn't matter. One scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Huh.
A hefty squirt of chocolate syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Handful of crushed pretzels or cornflakes.
Oh.
Optional crunch, not required if you lost faith.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would be me. One cherry or gummy bear with an identity crisis. Here's your instructions.
So you don't need teeth to eat it then?
No.
I see.
So here's your instructions. Place the moon pie on a plate like it's fancy china.
Ooh.
It can be even a paper plate.
Oh, okay.
It's better that way. Just throw it in the trash.
Okay.
Or throw it on the floor and let your dogs lick it up. Nuke it in the microwave for 10 seconds, just enough to make it soft but not explode.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of like my emotions at 2:30 in the morning. Plop on the ice cream like a true culinary rebel, you know.
Right there.
Drown it in chocolate syrup. Don't measure. This is chaos cooking. I mean, it's just do it.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you feel like.
Wow.
Top it with whatever you found in the cereal box or under the couch.
Mm.
Yeah, there's all kind of soy sauce, something like all that's under the fridge.
The fridge.
Yeah. Clown it with your cherry or gummy or nothing. It's 2:30 in the morning. No one's judging you.
No.
Serving suggestions, okay? Eat it with a spoon straight from the plate while staring out the window like a cowboy in a country song.
There you are. Yeah. Wow. You talk about a sugar rush for that.
Oh, yeah. Woo. Yeah, you ain't going back to bed for a while.
But then you're going to crash somewhere along the line.
Yes.
You know, about time the alarm goes off.
When you get to work.
Yeah, right.
Feel,
like right now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Anyway, word of the day.
The word of the day.
Now, this is a true, I've seen this many times.
All right.
I've heard this. Word of the day is Coke.
Coke.
Yep. What it sounds like, a Coca-Cola. What it really means, any and all soft drinks.
Yes.
All right. Here's this. When you around my place, you go, you want a Coke? The waitress will go, do you want a Coke? And you go, sure. And she'll go, what kind? Then I'll say, Dr. Pepper.
I've heard that.
Yeah, that's true.
Southern thing.
Yeah,
Coke means all soda.
Yes, it's soda pop.
Yeah. And up here we say soda or pop. And
right.
You all don't know what we're talking about down there.
Right. Do you want a Coke? No, we have Pepsi.
We have Pepsi, yeah, exactly. Or the other way around. Yeah. I want a Pepsi. Yeah. No, we got Coke.
That's all we got is Coke. Can I get a Diet Pepsi? No, but we've got Diet Ski.
So, well, I'll just add some sugar to it. give me a Coke.
So you're somewhere on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Arena.
Oh, okay. And so then
I need somebody to get a big old fan and fan me while I'm broadcasting.
It's going to be warm.
It's going to be warm.
Yeah. But, you know, you're only there for a couple hours.
It's summertime.
It's summertime. Better enjoy it because, next week's the end of July.
I go crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
And I've said it almost seems like things are earlier this year. I don't know why.
But and the fog that we're getting in the morning.
It seems more like a late August
thing. It does.
Yeah.
It really does. I don't know if I should count these fogs as snowfalls.
No, not yet.
You can't count them. Only in August, right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
So, well, have a good one.
Well, and excited about next week for the Grace of Auction. Make sure if you haven't called, make sure you call and get your bidder number. Anybody here can take it. So, hey, I want a bidder number.
That's right. You need the bidder number to bid.
So, anything else going on?
Not that I know of, Hank. There is. I'll write a bill.
Are you inviting me over for dinner tomorrow or anything?
You can come over if you want.
What time?
Sure. Whatever time.
Just pop in. Yeah,
exactly.
Bring
a dish to pass. Bring the hillbilly moon pie.
Bring the food that you want to eat.
Right, exactly.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Everybody out there, be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory,
proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Have you lost your edge? Affordable Sharpening can help. Affordable Sharpening, located in Cause Plaza in Richland Center, offers expert sharpening services for just about everything. Knives, scissors, kitchen equipment, saw blades, drill bits, chainsaw chains, lawnmower blades, and garden tools. They'll also be sharpening shears and clipper blades for stylists and pet groomers. They're open Thursday through Saturday from noon to 4 at 103 South Central Avenue, Suite 10 in Cause Plaza. For more information, call 604-0230. Affordable Sharpening, where quality meets value and everything gets its edge back.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. We've heard this for decades now, but what does that really mean? It's much more than a tagline or a catchy jingle. It's the very fiber of our existence. Being like a good neighbor is not about competing with the other guys. It's about being different, distancing ourselves from the constant categories of cheap and quick, because what we do deserves more. Who we serve deserves more. At Julie Karen State Farm, we serve our customers and community with pride and privilege. For that, we are forever grateful. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha! Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide Free and Gentle provides an excellent Tide clean, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues like dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on your skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Accidents happen, but at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we make them disappear. Enjoy free loaner cars, free estimates, and a free interior and exterior detail with every collision repair. And guess what? We are running a special offer. Get up to $250 in gift cards based on your repair estimate total. Drive confidently knowing Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists is here to help. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by. We're on Elm Street in Moscow.
Your history lesson today, 1866, Ulysses S. Grant was named General of the Army of the United States, the first officer to hold the rank. 1978, Louise Brown, the first test tube baby, was born in England. And in 2010, the online whistleblower WikiLeaks posted some 90,000 leaked U.S. military records that amounted to a blow-by-blow account of the Afghanistan War. That was making news in 2010. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today going out to Bethany Weldon from Schmidwithen Hills, residents and staff. Happy birthday to Alan Bradley retiree Kathy Turk from also retired 18101. To Linda Pickle from United Methodist Church of Lime Ridge, have a great day today. And also to Linda from the Four Musketeers. And happy birthday, Linda, with love from your loving husband, Ron. Happy wishes to Dana Bradfield, Matt Mesra, and Bethany Weldon from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. To grandson Jevin Ryan, best love from Grandma Ida. To Star Miller from John Burns, have a great day, Star. Happy birthday to Connie from John. John said there was an older woman in his house today. So, okay, well, have a great day, Connie. Happy birthday wishes. Happy birthday today from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Camden Ewers, Jeff Halverson, to Kayla Koch,
and Jennifer Leibfried, to John Pinkham, Rick Post, Samuel Post, Tim Victoria, and John Esser. Happy anniversary, Josh and Beth Peer. Happy birthday from the Bloom City Town Crier. Greetings to Jim and Shirley Jewell on their anniversary. Happy anniversary to Jim and Shirley. 10 years today. Love, Jim. I love you, it says. Have a great day today to Shirley from Jim. To Jim and Shirley from Butch and Mags as well. Happy birthday from the RC Lions to Nathan Knable, Ellie Hoffman, Janet Babbitt, David Fry, Connor Freeman, Terry Nimix, to Ella Grace Perry and Evelyn Jelenic. Happy anniversary, Jim and Shirley Jewell. And happy anniversary wishes to John and Chris Storr from Richland Center United Methodist Church.
Diamonds, gold, silver, custom jewelry, and don't forget, diamonds. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers, and we are overloaded with diamonds for sale. With the recent rise in popularity of lab-grown diamonds, all diamonds have come down in price nationwide. So we are dropping our prices of diamonds and ready to send one home with you. We are liquidating our collection of awesome diamonds. Would your wife like an updated diamond? Does your girlfriend want to get engaged? Has she always wanted a set of killer diamond stud earrings? Maybe someone in your life would like a diamond solitaire necklace. Lower prices, local service, financing options, and the best smiles. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dealing with an unexpected home repair? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin is here for you. We offer urgent repair assistance to help keep your home safe, secure, and livable. Whether it's a leaky roof, a failing furnace, or an energy efficiency upgrade that just can't wait, call 608-647-4949 today to see how we can help in your time of need.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in. It's great for people who love saving money, like someone who likes to haggle, even at self-checkout.
$10.99.
I'll give you $7.
$10.99.
Okay, $8.
Calling for assistance.
Ha! I knew I was wearing you down.
Get $1,000 off any phone with no trade-in, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
We hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Some things to celebrate today. It is National Wine and Cheese Day. It's also National Carousel Day. And something to go along with Hank's Day, I guess. National Hot Fudge Sunday Day. But do it right. Don't do it like Hank. Get some regular ice cream and some good old fudge and get going. Yeah, nice summer treat. Joanne has the news coming up. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 69 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Jones Chevrolet. An air quality alert is in effect for Vernon and Juneau counties and north through 11 o'clock tonight for wildfire smoke levels. Exercise caution if you have respiratory or other health issues that make you sensitive to smoke particles. Today's forecast calls for patchy fog early, otherwise partly sunny and warm, a slight chance of a shower late, high of 85. Tonight, some clouds and mild, a slight chance of a shower mainly south, with a low of 65. In Richland Center, after a low of 65, it's 69 degrees.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99 and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Tony Evers will not run for a third term as Wisconsin's governor. Evers dropping the news in a video posted to his social media accounts.
For five decades, my family has sacrificed to give me the gift of service. They're my world, and I owe it to them to focus on doing all the things we enjoy and love doing together. It's why, Wisconsin, I'm announcing that I will not be running for a third term. And so it's humbled to be your governor. This is the best job I ever had.
The announcement caps a political career that began when Evers was elected state superintendent of public instruction in 2009. He was reelected twice before running for governor in 2018, defeating Republican incumbent Scott Walker with 49.5% of the vote. Evers won a second term in 2022 over Republican Tim Michaels. The 73-year-old waited until work on a state budget was completed before announcing his decision, which opens the door to a Democratic primary nearly a year from now. Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is the first Democrat to officially enter the race for governor. She launched her candidacy today, the day after Governor Tony Evers decided not to seek a third term. Rodriguez has served as Lieutenant Governor since 2023 and previously held a seat in the State Assembly. Several other Democrats, including former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes and Attorney General Josh Call, are also considering running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Schumann and manufacturer Bill Berrien have announced their candidacies. This marks the first open governor's race in Wisconsin since 2010. Northern Wisconsin Congressman Tom Tiffany continues to consider entering the Republican primary field for governor. Congressman Tiffany has previously said he will make a decision on a 2026 gubernatorial run after July. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson and Coroner Betty Nye have released the names of those involved in a fatal bicycle versus vehicle crash on Wednesday. The crash happened at approximately 1:30 in the afternoon on State Highway 35 in the town of Bergen, rural Stoddard. David B. Fargo, 72, of La Crosse, was riding a bicycle southbound on the southbound paved shoulder of State Highway 35, south of the city of La Crosse, when he suddenly veered left into the path of a southbound vehicle operated by Patricia A. Johnson, 74, of Genoa. Johnson made an evasive maneuver, but was unable to avoid a direct impact collision with Fargo. After extensive life-saving measures were exhausted, David Fargo was pronounced dead at the scene by a deputy of the office of Vernon County Coroner Betty Nye. Patricia Johnson nor her passenger reported any injuries. The Plain Fire and EMS three-day celebration kicks off today at Plain Community Park. Festivities will begin at 2 with a youth softball tournament, and High Mileage will perform tonight from 7 to 11. Tomorrow will feature a youth baseball tournament beginning at 8. The Travis Stanichka Memorial Volleyball Tournament will be held at 10:30, and a beanbag tournament will begin at noon. The youth softball tournament will continue Saturday afternoon at 3:30, and there will be live music by Sean Shell from 4 to 7 and Cherry Pie from 8 to 11. Everyone is invited to enjoy the Beach Luau Parade, which will step off Sunday at 11. Food and refreshments will be available all weekend. Celebration for Jesus will be held tonight at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The event is an ecumenical gathering of all ages. Bob Maglin is an organizer for Celebration for Christ.
There are five churches in the Hillsboro area that are supporting this program. A lot of activity. It's non-denominational, just letting everyone who loves Jesus to come and celebrate, and if they don't know Jesus, to come and find out about him.
Activities at the event should make it an uplifting religious experience for all who attend.
Tom Hoheck is the former head of the Hillsboro Fire Department, and he's also a member of the Congregational Church there in Hillsboro. He's going to be speaking. And Spencer Budenhagen is a young man. He graduated from Reedsburg High School last year. He is going into the ministry. He's going to be speaking. And then there's a fellow by the name of Jim Farley, who came from Hillsboro, and he was kind of a wanderer for many, many years, and he's coming to give his testimony of how he came back to Christ. And then, at the end, Andy Johnson, who's the pastor of the Laval Advent Christian Church, is going to be speaking.
All are welcome to attend Celebration for Jesus tonight at 7 at Fireman's Park in Hillsboro. The curtain will rise on community players of Southwest Wisconsin's summer musical, Little Shop of Horrors, tonight. Little Shop of Horrors has become a cult classic ever since Rick Moranis starred in the movie in 1986. While most musicals revolve around a love story that has a happy ending, Little Shop is a dark comedy that runs counter to such expectations. Cameron Cormican is the director of the show.
At its heart, this show is a retelling of the tale of Faust, of the man who makes a bargain with the devil to gain all this wealth, fame, power, but he ends up having to commit worse and worse atrocities along the way to keep climbing up that ladder.
The story follows a hapless florist shop worker named Seymour, who raises a plant that feeds on human blood and flesh. Seymour is played by River Valley High School senior Dave Van Halgren.
For me, the key to Seymour was just being really sincere. And I think that's a tricky thing to pull off. It's easy to be a big actor and be loud and crazy. So I think trying to really understand Seymour as a character started with him being sincere and also finding what drives that character. I mean, he's a poor orphan boy at the beginning who's in love with the girl he works with, but he has no way to win her or woo her. And then this opportunity arises with this plant, which is bringing him fame and fortune. And he's wrestling with what he has to do to ensure that fame, even if it means committing crimes. So I think putting that across to the audience has been a challenge, but it's been a lot of fun for me.
Seymour's love interest is Audrey, a pretty blonde with fashion sense that leans towards tackiness, played by Faith Morga. She says life experiences helped her bring Audrey to life.
With Audrey not being the greatest of a relationship, I kind of pull from relationships that I have been in that weren't the greatest to really bring out her scared and meek personality with that. So being able to draw from those personal experiences has really helped me bring out that part of Audrey.
Seymour and Audrey are co-workers at a rundown flower shop owned and operated by the cranky Mr. Mushnick, played by Glenn Dunn. In addition to its dark humor, some people love the show for its music, with great sounds from the 50s and 60s. Performances are scheduled for tonight, Saturday and Sunday, and August 1st through 3rd at the Richland Center High School Auditorium. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 and Sunday shows are at 2. Tickets will be available at the door and are $15 for adults, $10 for children under 18, and $50 for a family package of two adults and any number of children. Tickets can also be ordered online at eventbrite.com. Simply search for Little Shop of Horrors, Richland Center, Wisconsin. The show is considered PG-13 and is not recommended for smaller children. For Pete's Sake, Day in the Park will be held Sunday, August 17th in Spring Green. Today is the day for those wishing to receive a 2025 t-shirt to get their order in. It is also the deadline for the run, walk, bike, and pickleball registrations and the pickleball tournament if you want a t-shirt. This is a change of date from the registration form. You may still send in a registration for the run, walk, bike after July 25th or register at the park on August 17th, but t-shirts will not be available. August 10th is the deadline for the pickleball tournament, but there will be no t-shirts after July 25th. For more information on all events at the Day in the Park, check online at forpetesake.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting applications for its 2025 Recycling Excellence Awards. The awards are meant to highlight organizations like community groups, nonprofits, schools, and businesses that go above and beyond with innovative recycling efforts. There are four categories of awards, including for specific recycling projects and initiatives, overall recycling programs, innovations in recycling efforts, and special recycling events. The agency will be accepting nominations for the awards until September 15th. The State Bar of Wisconsin has agreed to settle a lawsuit filed by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty over its diversity, equity, and inclusion criteria. The conservative law firm filed the lawsuit in December of 2023, claiming the criteria was discriminatory for excluding individuals based on race. Under the settlement agreement, the State Bar of Wisconsin will now be required to remove race-based criteria from its programs, as well as revise its definition of diversity to exclude religion, sex, and other identity characteristics.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Friday, July 25th. Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge, died July 16th. A celebration of life will be held this morning at 11 at Faith United Methodist Church in Lafarge. Friends may call at the church this morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Roth Family Cremation Center and Funeral Services of Viroqua is assisting the family of Phil Joseph Allen, 74, of Lafarge. Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock, died March 4th at home after a seven-year battle with corticobasal syndrome. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 3 at Wisconsin Riverside Resort in Spring Green. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Francis E. Frank Ressler, 67, of Lone Rock. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center, died yesterday at home. Graveside services will be held Saturday, August 2nd at 11 at the Richland Center Cemetery. A luncheon will follow at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Terry Ann Hardy, 55, of Richland Center.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today. Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9, Richland Center, Wisconsin, is sponsored by the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 70 degrees at 8 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day of questions for convicted Jeffrey Epstein co-conspirator Ghislaine Maxwell. The deputy attorney generals in Florida as Democrats and Republicans in Washington continue clamoring for the White House to release the full Epstein files. More scorchingly hot temperatures, 140 million Americans from Texas up through Maine under heat warnings and alerts today. A merger long in the making is finally given the green light.
The Trump administration has approved the $8 billion merger of Skydance Media and Paramount. The FCC chair says he welcomes Skydance's commitment to make changes at CBS, which is owned by Paramount, including a pledge not to establish programs related to DEI.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. The United States has walked away from ceasefire talks on the Middle East as aid groups say one in four children and pregnant women are currently suffering from malnutrition in Gaza. The roof of a middle school collapsed in western India, seven children killed. This is ABC News.